Commander Farragut felt, and with good reason, that it was best to stay in deep waters and keep his distance from continents or islands, whose neighborhoods the animal always seemed to avoid. "No doubt," our boatswain said, "because there isn't enough water for him." So our frigate kept well out when passing the Tuamotu, Marquesas, and Hawaiian Islands, then cut the Tropic of Cancer at longitude 132 degrees and headed for the seas of China. We were finally in the area of the monster's latest antics, and in all honesty, shipboard conditions became life-threatening. Hearts were pounding hideously, gearing up for futures full of incurable aneurysms. The entire crew suffered from a nervous excitement that it's beyond me to describe. Nobody ate, nobody slept. 20 times a day some error in perception or some optical illusions of some sailor perched in the cross-trees would cause intolerable anguish, and this emotion, repeated 20 times over, kept us in a state of irritability so intense that a reaction was bound to follow.